Beating anxiety at its own game. Day 4, breathe deep. Our human body has an autonomous nervous system, which has two subsystems called the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. The first system controls our anxiety responses, which is the fight, flight, and fright mechanisms. These responses cause increased heart rate, high blood pressure, and secretion of cortisol. The second system, the parasympathetic nervous system, is the rest and relax mechanism to counter the anxiety response. This is activated when we breathe deeply, not from our chest like we usually do, but when we breathe from our diaphragm. It requires that we mindfully inhale and exhale so that a signal is sent to the amygdala region of the brain to calm down and relax, since there is no threat. Why this mini science lesson? It has been proven that there is a direct link between deep breathing and a reduce in the anxiety response. If you have had a panic attack, you will know that with all the symptoms you face, your counselor will teach you to focus on your breathing in order to calm your body down. Every one of us humans on the face of the earth has been created by a masterful creator who made no mistakes. When he created us, he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and this is what sustains us until we close our eyes in death and the breath leaves our bodies. In knowing Jesus personally as our Savior and acknowledging our need for him in our lives, we invite the Holy Spirit in, who is Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew. The word Ruach, which means spirit, also means wind or breath. Jesus, when he met his disciples after his resurrection, breathed on them and asked them to receive the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel is given a vision of a valley of dry bones. He is asked to prophesy to these bones, which represent the people of Israel, and raise up an army for the Lord. He is specifically then asked to command breath from the four winds of the earth into the bones in order to bring them to life. Isn't it obvious that our life breath is vital to our existence? When anxiety grips us, it paralyzes us and sometimes threatens to choke the very life out of us. That's the time we reclaim control over our body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every breath you take is an inhale of more of our life-giving Holy Spirit, and every exhale is a release of everything that is not of God. The next time your thoughts begin to spiral out of control, press the pause button on your mind and breathe in deep draughts of God, Psalm 42, the Message version, and exhale slowly, allowing the love of God to wash over you and for the peace of God to saturate your weary soul. Prayer. Dear Lord, I ask that with every breath in my body I will worship you and give you all the glory you deserve. Help me to experience you on a whole other level, and may I experience the fullness of the riches that are promised to me in Jesus. May I experience complete freedom and healing from anxiety, Lord. Every time I feel anxious, may I invite you into my situation and trust you to look after me. All this I ask in Jesus' name, Amen.